Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears. Kim Kardashian. Paris Hilton. Yeah, that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global.
I mean, the lines are blowing up.
Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E.
Oh, look at you!
All right, everybody, I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. Our employee was powerful. This is a no-win situation. Give me a call in about an hour and a half. I survived it, and at the end of it.
I'm not insulting you, but I just kept thinking about Howard Stern.
Yeah.
I was looking at, listening to your show, I don't know, the other day when I was just checking out what to expect. But I said to my husband, I'm going to be Mary Poppins to your Howard Stern.
I just kept hearing it. I was ducking and everything. Died in the house. I got scared. I dropped my hot pocket.
Said, something ain't right. I said, oh, man. She said, oh, man, the building is on fire. I said, no, what? I got my three kids, and we bounced out. We ain't going to be in no fire. Not today.
Brother, it is time for the mortals to pay.
Release the Kraken.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I am Brian Hammer Jackson. You're listening to Hammer Radio Network. It's been a minute, but I'm back. So what? I'm suffering through a COVID thing. So my voice is not as strong, and I'm not going to pretend that anything else is happening. I'm doing a show for you. And I am suffering through a COVID thing. So if my voice is not as strong as you would like it to be, get over it. I'm trying to. The title of the show is I Know What You Did Last January. And if you're a horror fan, I'm a horror fan. I'm a big horror fan. It's a takeoff of I Know What You Did Last Summer. The horror fan. Where they ran over somebody, tried to cover up a murder, blah, 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 blah. So, I Know What You Did Last January. You bastards. But, you know, it's funny how people who are hypocrites, they find out something about themselves, and the real shit comes out. Yeah, you can't hide the shit. You got to remember what was going on right now. You got to remember. Because there's all this little bullshit about 24-hour news cycle and everything got you confused. But you got to remember what was going on. Here's what was going on. Pride. Gay pride. Let me tell you something, those filthy animals. I live in California, not far from Hollywood. COVID is going on, everything is going on, HIV is going on, but these motherfuckers, man, these motherfuckers, it's about 120 degrees outside in Hollywood Boulevard, right? Some idiot gets a bright idea to blow up a swimming pool downtown Hollywood Street. Gay Pride Parade. Now, okay, there's no chlorine. There's nothing to keep you safe. Nothing but pure, what do you call it, stuff from your body, body fluid into that bullshit. I don't even know where they even got the water from, tell you the truth. And I think they're so happy and everything, they're floating in that bacteria bullshit. But we got to start at the beginning. Because you did this. I warned you. I warned you, motherfuckers. I warned you. I said, don't do it. Did you listen to me? No, because you're stupid motherfuckers. I warned you. I warned you. Did you care? No, you didn't care. But you got bitch slapped, and then you just don't know what to do with yourself, acting all silly and shit. But I warned you. I told you that the way our trend was going is that the minority, when I say minority, I'm not talking color, religion, whatever. I am talking about a percentage of people, the small percentage of people. Let's go like this. Hey, let's pretend this, okay? We go to an orgy. Everybody's going to orgy. Everybody's about 5 feet there. Hey, you look really nice. Where are you going? I'm going to an orgy. Yeah. And you decide to bring a midget. So you bring a midget to the orgy. And somebody going, wait a minute, does that count as a person? And the other person go, hey, it's a midget, he got feelings, he got, you know, full people feelings. So they cater to the midget. I mean, he comes off, you know, half-cocked. They cater to this guy. Right? Next thing you know, he brings his other midget friends. Next thing you know, you got 3% midgets running around acting like crazy. They're orgies. You know what I mean? I don't know what they are in their orgies. You know what I'm saying? But you can't say shit because it's not politically correct. But you want to be cool, so you hang out, and some of you might want to suck the midget dick. Because you're cool. You may not like the taste of it. It's like one of those little small... You remember those small... when you were a kid that you put the little ring on your finger and it's a small pop and you get the same... Oh, forget it. Forget it. That's what I'm talking about. The minority. Is that you guys started to champion the minority. The more minority about championing about gay guys going into men's restroom. They're very small people. The minority about you transitioning to boy to girl, girl to boy. There's a small minority that's doing it. But then that small minority becomes the majority. You let this happen. You let mental illness happen to you, and you got slapped in the face, you bitch. And that's where we are today. And you want me to tell you, I'll put your ass on trial because I'm going to do it now. And by the time I'm done with you, you're going to realize that you've been slapped in the face. As Michael Jackson would say, you've been hit by a smooth criminal. Without the dancing. I'll prove it to you. I know what you did last January. I know. But I'm going to prove it to you. Before the abortion thing was happening, the pride thing was happening. You're riding around like you're a Rainbow Coalition, riding around like you're a Caesar salad. Some of you running around like you're a fruit salad. Some of you couldn't decide whether you're a fruit salad or a Caesar salad. Whatever. Acting like dipshits and assholes. I don't think most gay people running around the street and little tiny, like they're the... Remember back in the day when you had the underwear people, the grapes and whatever, the fruit of the loom people? Most gay people do not run around like they're part of the fruit of the loom caste. But you have to, and what is that pride? What kind of pride is that? See, we're going to get confused with pride with mental illness. We're walking on that little thin line of what is pride and what is mental illness? And, but, you know, even if it makes no difference now because even the guy was mentally ill, guess what? It's cool to be mentally ill now. We will champion him. But we got to remember what was happening. Do you remember what was happening just a week ago? And I'm going to out all of you motherfuckers. Do you remember what was happening? Okay, let me refresh your memory. We had a shooting in Buffalo in a supermarket. And you got the left side going, down with guns, down with guns, down with guns. You have the right side going, fuck you, let's shoot the left. Maybe we kill you, we wouldn't have this problem. And then the right started saying, you know what, go to hell. All right, that was going on there, remember? The Buffalo shooting. But that wasn't good enough, right? Then we got the shooting at the school. I mean, it almost came at, what was it, within 2 weeks afterwards? I mean, wow. Let me remind you what's been going on with you. This was going on. So now we got to shooting at the school. People upset. We get the investigation of why didn't the cops go in, why didn't they go in, who was in charge, who was not in charge, parents climbing over the fences going to get their kids, blah, blah, blah. That was a big thing in the news. It ran for the news cycle for a while. Kids died. Kids put bloody bodies over themselves so they can be safe and they can call the cops. This was horrific. Remember what was going on. Then we open up the conversation again. We open up the conversation again about guns and everything and blah, 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 blah. And then the right started saying, you know what, we got to look good in this one. There's no way we can look bad. Let's pass this whatever stupid law that'll keep your mouth shut. So everything was a big, okay, this is the first time this ever happened, that the right and the left agreed on some kind of gun control. Remember this? Remember the headline? We're going to take care of this bullshit. We're going to make sure that this bullshit doesn't happen. We got kids lying all over the street dead. We got people in Buffalo dead. Remember what was happening. Remember what was happening. And then it happened. See, you know, the people on the left, you got to remember, we keep thinking, remember, we said this, the few. And the reason why they're few is because they don't think like us. Reason why they're few? Because they're mentally retarded. Reason why they're few? Because nobody gives a fuck what they're thinking about. But all of a sudden, these millennials decide to say, you know what, they're individuals too, and let's champion the motherfuckers. And now the people, now they got a voice. The crazier that they are, the voice that we give them. It could be QAnon, whatever, on, I'm on, they're on, who gives a rat's ass? But if you're in a minority, when I say minority, I'm talking about a low percentage of people. How come my name is not on my page? You know what, Blog Talk, you're beginning to fuck, I'm beginning to get really pissed off at you. You know, I think I'm going to leave Blog Talk. I'm tired of it. There's some inner workings with me and Blog Talk. We're just not getting along, but I'm not going to touch it right now. I think I am broadcasting. I'm not quite sure. Where was I? I was making a point. So we're talking about the guns, and we finally came up with the guns, and then we're talking, then the Pride Week, and I don't know what pride it is, what you rocketed down Hollywood Boulevard dressed like the Fruit of the Loom character. I don't know if that's your pride. Is that your pride? Oh, let's throw in some Juneteenth in that crap. Let's put a little bit of that on there, which is the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life. Embarrassing. I was watching ESPN. They had this one black lady just in the street. They asked her, what are you going to do about Juneteenth? She goes, oh, we're going to celebrate. What are you going to celebrate? There's nothing to celebrate. There's no history of Juneteenth. You're going to make a cake? There was no cake. You're going to do a parade? to what? You're going to march to what? Then nothing happened. She stood there going, and then she started dancing Nigeria because there's nothing happened Juneteenth. Nothing. I told you this before. I told you this before. I told you this before. You have to be the motherfucker, the most stupidest black-ass son of bitches in the world, the most backward motherfuckers to believe there is a Juneteenth. There is no Juneteenth. But they want you to believe it because they need you to celebrate something. They need you to say something of pride. There is no pride. There is no pride about Juneteenth. Because if you read about Juneteenth, there is no history about Juneteenth. Juneteenth is about Texas. About Texas did not let the people know that they were free. They were the most dumbest motherfuckers on the planet. For 2 years, those motherfuckers were the stupidest black-ass motherfuckers on the planet. And somebody says, hey, you know, you've been free for 2 years. What? Yeah, you've been free for 2 years. What? And we're celebrating dumb motherfuckers like that? We have to have the bar so fucking low that we're celebrating the most dumbest, stupid-ass black motherfuckers on the planet. And you're going to buy into that. Oh, good morning, beautiful. It's good to see your name.
Good
How you
morning.
Doing, Melissa?
Good Your name morning. Is on the marquee. Your name
is it? Because I'm looking in the studio right here, and I don't see it at all.
Yeah.
And, you know, every time there's a beautiful lady... Every time there's a beautiful lady like you, how am I doing, sweetheart? How am I doing?
Excellent, excellent.
Am I doing okay?
Yeah.
My voice okay?
Yep, perfect. You're fired up.
Thank you. Well, every time there's a beautiful lady like this comes a beautiful prince like this. Hello,
hey.
Mr. Prince.
Hey.
Hey.
Stan the man.
It must be the I can barely hear you. What is going on with my studio?
Yeah.
Is it me?
No.
Are you there?
It's me. It's me. I'm going to call back 2 seconds. Hold back.
All right, buddy. All right.
Usually Stanley's a lot louder than that.
Oh, he's fired up. Trust me, he's coming in hot. I can almost hear it. He's coming in hot.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm talking about the stupidest, the dumbest black, you know, you black motherfuckers, you're so stupid. You ever see Forrest Gump where the guy goes, I'm going to get Gump shrimp and that shrimp with the big-ass lips hanging out and this, and we could go with the Gump thing and we can go this shrimp. Remember that guy, the stupidest guy on Forrest Gump? They're dumber than him.
How would they have known if they had no access to information? How would they have known?
2 years!
It ended.
Are you telling me there's no governor, there's no mayor, there's no newspaper?
Maybe that they didn't have access to.
If I had a child second... Hold on. Hello, sir. Let's see if I can hear you.
Yo, hello, can you hear me?
Hey, Stanley.
Hey, beautiful. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
I don't know what's happening with it. I'm not happy at all. I told Brian. Anyway, I'm not happy at all about this situation.
What are you
this
not happy with?
This guy is depressed. I'm not happy with the January 6th thing, which was total crap. And I'm not happy with R. Kelly having 30 years of prison. I don't know. I'm not happy at all. I don't understand the whole point of the January 6th. I'm not happy that we're divided to that point. Nobody wants to do the truth. Everybody's in their corner. Nobody wants to talk like us, Democrat or Republican, and be honest. When somebody does bad in either side, nobody wants to be honest. Everybody's trying to trap other people, period. And
right.
I'm not happy at all. Nope. I'm not
well,
happy
I'm here
at
to
all.
Tell
nobody's
you.
Not, the, go ahead.
I'm here to tell you the truth. I'm here to expose the hypocrisy. I'm here to tell you.
We missed your show, Brian, because you need to tell the truth because journalists are not doing it anymore, beautiful. They're not doing that job anymore.
I know.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. You know, the Democrats, can't fight. They're pussies. They run. They're pussies. And if they get hit in the nose, they cry for days. They cry for days. And the reason I say this is because I'm going back to what was happening back then. What was happening back then? Kids were getting shot up in a school. Remember that? Remember the Republicans are saying, okay, let's fix this gun thing, and the Democrats are working with them. Yay. The Republicans are getting, we're going to fix this. Then we got the gay pride. Remember this? And then the gay pride goes, well, gay pride, gay pride. And then the mistake happened. You Democrats, you did the mistake. And you're not responsible, but you got hit in the mouth, and you cried like a bitch. Here's what you did. You started giving rumors about Justice Thomas, who is the black justice, Supreme Court justice, about his wife. He started talking shit about his wife, being mixed up with the January 6th bullshit and everything. You started talking shit about her. And you're saying to me, I'm sorry, kids, I got to shut this. The gardener's here. I don't know if he can even hear me. And here's where the bullshit happened. He could only take so much, and there's rumors. Justice Thomas's wife was part of the January 6th, and they're talking to Trump, and she was part of the resurrection and at the Capitol building. You guys remember that? You guys remember that, all that stuff? Okay, I hope I still have you guys.
No, you're here.
Yes, I'm here. Yeah. I remember that. Go ahead.
You're here. Can you hear us now?
Yeah, yeah,
hear
Brian,
you.
Brian.
Yes, thank you. Yes, thank you.
We can hear you.
Thank you. But
yeah,
here's
the
truth.
Here.
Thank
right.
you. Well, yeah. Here's the truth that happened to you and you little whiny bitches. So you don't attack a person's wife like that. You do not accuse a Supreme Court justice wife being part of some kind of coup and having some part of that without getting hit back. And how did he hit you back? Oh, he hit you back, you motherfuckers. He hit you good. Because when he hit you, you lost your damn minds. So he got tired of that bullshit that the left was saying about my wife was involved in this, my wife was involved in this. He started looking into this shit. So what he did was this. They started to leak abortion bullshit. Hold on. This is all just, this is just, hold on for a minute. The abortion thing started to happen all of a sudden. Out of nowhere, the abortion thing started happening. Where did this come from? What? I mean, there was no warning about the abortion thing, and all of a sudden, abortion is here, and abortion is there. People started to lose, and all of a sudden, remember I was telling you about what was happening? Remember what was happening? All of a sudden, you didn't care about the kids being killed at the school. Nobody talked about that anymore. Nobody talked about gun violence anymore. What happened to that conversation? All of a sudden, that was gone. We're talking abortion.
That's why. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But these are the people. These are the people.
Yeah.
Because we're finding out what the people really, because they don't give a fuck about gun control. It was political propaganda that deceived the masses for a while. But as soon as abortion came on, we're not talking about the other shit anymore. We're not talking about gay pride parade anymore. We're not talking about gun control anymore. We're not talking about CRT anymore. We're not talking about Black Lives Matter anymore. We're not talking about shit. And the reason I bring that up is because it's really funny. 60% of the people who were in favor of abortion had a high rating. That means Democrats and Republicans were for some form of abortion. Both parties. It was a popular thing.
What did I say to you always? Americans have short memories.
They sure do.
And they know it.
Short memories and little weenies.
Oh, my God.
It
would be you without that.
I don't know about Louise,
God.
But short memory, yeah. I agree with you, beautiful. They have very
yes.
short memory. Very
but when, if,
yep.
but not only do they have short,
another.
But not only do they have short memories, but they'll tell you what they really want, what they really believe on all this other popular thing. Because we got to a point where I kept telling you from the beginning of the show, is that the minority. When I say minority, we're talking small percentage. The small percentage who wants to change into a boy. All of a sudden, we're not talking about transitioning into a boy anymore, transitioning to a girl anymore. All of a sudden, we're not talking about that shit anymore. We jumped on these little topics because they're little things, and we started making these little things into big things and bigger than the majority things. Meaning now that person who wants to be a little girl, now they're bigger than us. We can't say shit to them anymore. We're hating. We're doing this. We're doing that. So the little thing is bigger than us now because we took on a little thing because we're so good. We championed the little thing. We cuddled the little thing because it's not cool to pick on a little thing because it's bullying. Even though the little thing is mentally ill, we don't care if it's mentally ill. Even if it's more mentally ill it is, the better it is, right? The more different that person is, the better off we are for championing that motherfucker. Am I correct? And we got to that point to who we were. So now we're talking about abortion. Everything else is off the window now. Until Trump. Hang in there with me. Just hang in there with me. Hang in there with me. So you're fucking with the guy's wife. You're fucking with Thomas's wife. Thomas hit your fucking ass. Here's what Thomas did. So now the abortion came out and everybody's running for the hills. Oh, my God, abortion, abortion. My daughter, my pretty daughter, I love my daughter. I love my daughter to death. My daughter calls me up and she goes, Papa, and I go, Daughter, Papa, Daughter. And then my daughter says, I'm going out to have a drink with my friends because we're saying goodbye to Roe. I go, okay. I said, Daughter, what's wrong with you? She goes, Papa, Papa. I go, Daughter, Daughter. That's how the conversation went. And she goes, I go, what's wrong with you, baby? She goes, oh, baby, oh, Papa, they're taking away Roe versus Wade. I go, okay. I go, why are you unhappy? She goes, Papa, why shouldn't I be unhappy? I don't know. Why should you be unhappy? Let's take a look at that. She goes, well, they're taking away abortion. Baby, you're at the age now where you and your husband are trying to have a baby, right? She goes, yes. Well, who cares? You're not looking to get an abortion, are you? No, we're trying to have a baby. Okay, check that box. What else is bothering you? Well, Papa, other people can't. Fuck other people. We don't know other people. We got to start doing the rules and the laws that affect you. So the abortion thing does not affect you. Am I right, sweetheart? She goes, no, it does not affect you. But what about the gay rights? What about the gay? You're heterosexual. Yes. So what's your problem with the gays? Well, Papa, they could do the law and reverse this with the gays, and they, well, the gays will have to fight for it, but that has nothing to do with you, am I, my little daughter? No, it don't. I know that you love the people. I know you want to fight for the people, but right now, you got to fight for yourself. Right now, the abortion thing does not bother you because you want to have a baby with your lovely husband. Right now, you're talking about the gay. You are not gay. Well, Papa, they're talking about interracial marriage. What about interracial marriage, baby? They're talking about, they're going to turn back the talk, and it's going to be against the law about interracial marriage. I go, your husband is not black, is he? No. Your husband's not Mexican, is he? No. Your husband's white, right? Yeah. So what's your problem? That has nothing to do with you. That's my point. You know what I'm trying to say? This false champion of bullshit got us so fucked up in our heads that we don't know where we're coming or going. This has nothing to do with us. This has nothing to do. It has nothing to do with Stanley. Stanley, I'll ask you a question. Stanley, are you afraid of abortion? Are you going to get married? Are you afraid that your wife or your girlfriend is going to have a baby that you don't want and she's going to get aborted? Are you afraid of that?
No.
Right.
But,
yeah.
Concerned with that part and everything. I tell that if you're going to get married and everything, I would hope that both people should be respecting the other person and ask that question. I don't think you should
right.
bring a kid without asking the guy, if he's ready to be a father. That's what my best friend did. And when he did that, the woman that did that, I told my best friend, get married to that woman. He got married because that woman respected him so much that she said, I love you so much. We've been 2 years together, but I'm not going to bring a kid in this world until you're ready to be a father. And when my friend told me that, I said, you got to marry that girl. Because she not only thought about herself, she thought about you, she respected you and everything, and she was ready to wait until you're ready to be a father. You have two beautiful daughters because she did that. Instead of hearing, when I hear a lot of girls going behind the guy, the behind a guy's back, and basically, oh, suddenly I forgot the pill, I'm pregnant. You're pregnant? Really? Out of nowhere? For 2-3 years you were not pregnant, you were okay, and suddenly, I'm pregnant? No. You're pregnant because you wanted to bring a kid, but you didn't have the respect to go to your man or to your boyfriend to say, I want to have a kid, I'm ready to be a mother. Are you ready to be a father? And if the guy says no, give him the respect that he does and move on to somebody else who's ready to be a father.
Right.
Don't force a man to be a father in this world when he doesn't want to be. And if women would do that, there would be no abortion at all, period.
That's right. Well, I'm going to drop a bomb on you, my brother, that the news is not telling you what's going on. They're not going to mention what's going on because it will scare every young man in the world. But they're not saying shit. They're not saying shit. There's two things I'm going to drop on you. One, I told you the first thing. I was worried about my voice as I came on the air. I was worried that maybe my voice wasn't strong enough. I was worrying that maybe my voice was too weak, and I don't want you guys to see me have a weak voice. You can feel my passion. I'm still me. It's because I am getting over COVID. I'm not going to lie about the shit, but I think I'm doing okay. But
you're doing a lot better than MSNBC, than NBC, and CNN. Trust me.
Thank you, my brother. Now, here's what happened. So, Justice Thomas, who is a black man, so now the abortion has dropped. Everybody, now abortion went across the, you were no longer a Democrat, you're no longer a Republican, because abortion was very high in both areas. It scored very high. Everybody had that in common. You even got Republicans going, whoa, you know, so that hit him hard. So Thomas goes, all right, you want to play a game, motherfucker? You want to go after my wife? I'm going to go after you. And people are going, what the fuck is Thomas is doing? Nobody knows what Thomas is doing. Thomas is up to something. Thomas came through. Thomas says, hey, you know what? And people are going, what? Thomas say, why stop there? People go, what? Yeah, Thomas say, why don't we open this up? People go, what are you talking about, Thomas? Thomas say, why stop at just abortion? Why don't we open this up to gays about their laws, about bringing them back, and by bringing that it should be illegal to be gay and their gay rights. Let's open it up to gay rights. And the gay people go, what? And Thomas say, yeah, motherfuckers, let's not stop there. Let's go after interracial marriage. Even though he is a black man and he's married to a white girl, Thomas said this, oh, hell, nuclear on your ass, let's open it up to interracial marriage. Back in the day, it used to be illegal. Now, he didn't quite say it, but and all of a sudden the news took on. Oh, my God, Judge Thomas says that he wants to reverse gay rights. And all of a sudden, gay people start running down the streets. Oh, my God, they're coming after us. They're coming after us, and we're gay. They're not just coming after us. And then the gay people started panicking. They're not just coming after us. They're coming after you, gay, you interracial marriage. And then the abortion people go, oh, my God, they're coming after our abortion people. Hey, they're not just coming after our abortion people. They're coming after you, you gay people. And the gay people go, what? Oh, my God, they're not just coming after us. They're coming after you, too, interracial marriage people. What? They went out of their fucking mind. Thomas hit him with one blow, man. One hit. That's what Judge Thomas did. Even though he's an interracial marriage, he opened that door. Well, you know, the old law says that it was against the law to have interracial marriage. That's all he said. And the interracial people go, what? They're coming after us. And it's like, wait a minute. I'm a product of interracial marriage. What? Thomas didn't say he was going to reverse it. All he had to do was mention it. Thomas, knock your ass out. Gay people ran down the street. I don't know what to do. They're coming after us. Abortion people, they're coming after Roe versus Wade. Next thing you know, they'll be coming after you. And then the abortion people goes, well, the gay people go, well, I'm not involved in that. Oh, yeah, well, did you hear what Jeff Thomas say? They're going to reverse gay rights. And they're thinking, what? And then the gay people go, oh, well, we can't have that. And then the gay people go to the interracial people, the straight people, what's going on? And the gay people go, they're going to reverse it. And they go, get away from me, gay people. And gay people go, no, they're going to reverse interracial marriage. And they go, what? All because of what Thomas said. He kicked your ass. That's what he did. But you're not going to hear this in the news. But I'm going to tell you one thing that's the most dangerous thing about all this bullshit. You guys are talking about abortion. It's the top of the subject. Now we're back to Trump back, because Trump's back now. So what happened to abortion now? Now we're with Trump with the committee. Didn't we just have this? Everybody was just scared to death with abortion about a week ago? Now nobody cares about abortion. Now we're back at January 6th. This is ridiculous, but let me tell you something about abortion for 1 minute, people, that they're not telling you, and you're not going to hear it from the news. And Stanley's going to blow Stanley's mind. I told Stanley, I'm going to blow your mind. If this abortion thing goes through, let's say it does go through, okay? Let's say you're at 16, 17 years old, your last part of your summer, you're getting blah, blah, blah. You hook up, your girlfriend is now pregnant, she's 17, this is your last part of high school, she doesn't graduate. Your hopes are down. You're not graduating either. You knocked her up. It's not like the old days anymore. Remember the old days? Okay, I knocked you up, I'm just going to go to college and whatever, I'll say hello. Uh-uh. Because now that she can't get aborted, guess what she's going to do? You're going to pay for it. You are now, and they're not telling you this in the news, you are now going to pay child support. She's not going to get the abortion anymore. It's not like the old days, like, oh, my God, Mary Sue, what are we going to do? I'm going to go to college. Let's go get an abortion. Let's go there. Uh-uh. None of that, because she can't get an abortion anymore. So she's going to have that kid. And then they're going to go after you for child support at 17 years old. Nobody's talking about this. And they will be talking about this as soon as they catch up with me. So now you're 17 years old and you're 18 years old and you're paying child support until the kid is 18. That brings you to 32 years old. You are no longer going to school. You're not going to college. You can't get a decent job. You're paying child support for the rest of your frickin' life because she can't get an abortion. It just changed your life. So not only the abortion just changed the woman's life, it changed your son's life forever. Nobody's talking about this shit. No news is talking about this because they're too politically correct. They're waiting for the hot topic. But if this shit goes through, every man, forget about the chick. Guys better be out there supporting these women saying, let's get abortion going, because if you don't, you will be paying child support at 17 years old. That's the bomb I'm dropping on you. What do you guys think about that?
Well,
I agree. Yep.
Go ahead, Stanley.
Well, I think that I'm telling you, the hookup situation is going to go down because of this. But like I said, women, you got 18 things to protect yourself. Guys are going to have to protect themselves. Guys, starting today, just use the condom. Don't do it without the condom with a woman, period. Even your girlfriend. Don't.
Go
ahead, beautiful.
Well, you know, I mean, everybody, some states have kept abortion legal in their states. So people from out of state can go there to get an abortion. So this isn't, you know, all wrapped up in a pretty bow already, right?
Yeah, if you live in California, if you live in New York, if you live in some places, you can. But if you live in Michigan,
Massachusetts.
Living Texas.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah.
You're going to have to spend $1,000 to go to another state to get that abortion. It just costs you more money for that abortion. But the fact of the matter is, if you got the Missouri and you got the Alabamas and you got the Midwestern,
yeah,
and you got the woman who's working at Walmart or whatever, she's no longer has that capability of getting an abortion. And so now that gentleman or kid or whoever she's dating, he has no longer, he doesn't have the out anymore of saying, okay, let's get it done and go on with our lives. He is now paying child support where he never did have to do it before.
Yeah.
So when they take away that abortion, you just took away the man's right to either further his education, get a higher learning, because you just made him now paying for child support for the rest of his life. He's not going to school. He's not getting a higher education. He's not getting a better job. Crime is going to go up just to support that baby. And nobody's mentioning this, by the way. Did you notice that? Nobody's mentioning this. So meaning that men just got punched in the stomach with this new abortion thing.
Not really. We didn't get punched in the stomach. Like Beautiful said, if you want to get that abortion, you can still get it, but not all the state will accept it. If you go to California,
isn't it interesting the poorer states are the ones that don't want abortion? The
exactly.
You know,
Mississippi, Texas.
They're poor, yeah.
Yeah,
yep.
Alabama, they don't want the
religion
the
figures
abortion.
A lot into it, Stanley. In those parts of the country, they're, you know,
Florida.
Religious beliefs.
Florida,
yeah.
I don't know the Florida. Do they accept abortion or not? I think it's until 6 weeks.
I don't know.
Or 12 weeks.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But California, where my brother is, Brian, you can abort until 8 months if you want to. You could celebrate. You could kill the kid until 8 months and 3 seconds. 9 months minus 3 seconds, you could kill the kid.
Sure.
Go through California. Go
sure,
Los Angeles
or Mexico.
Where Brian is. Go through Los Angeles where Brian is. I'm going to kill the kid.
Oh, God.
I got my license on the internet, Dr. Hammer.
No, exactly. Yeah. So,
but it's not
illegal. It's not illegal. You still can do it. The Supreme Court did what they needed to do. They said it was an awful decision from a long time. And it's never going to be codified. Never going to be codified because to codify, you need to have 60 votes, and you're never going to get 60 votes with Republicans. Never going to happen.
It doesn't really bother me so much. I don't know. I think that the option needs to be open to every woman because bottom line, the woman has to go through the procedure, not the man.
Yeah.
I think that it's not for me, right? But I think that the option needs to be there for every woman.
Yeah,
that's
but the problem I have with that, Beautiful, is if we're going to open abortion, I think men should basically have the right to decide not to be a father also. Because abortion, a lot of women are not doing abortion because of medical issues. They're doing abortion because they don't want to be a mother. I think it's 92% don't want to be
but
a mother.
But is that an okay thing, Stanley, when we have so many children that are in dire straits financially, they're being abused, they're being whatever.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Didn't you hear me, Beautiful? I said do not bring a kid into this world if you're not ready to be a parent. I don't agree with this.
But Stanley, a lot of people make poor decisions, and they continue to do so.
Sorry, Beautiful.
Listen,
I'm sorry,
Stanley.
It's a poor decision. I'm sorry, Beautiful.
It is a poor decision.
Wait.
To not use birth control, not prevent.
Yeah, you have 19 ways to protect yourself.
They're poor
women.
Decision people, Stanley. They're poor decision makers.
Beautiful, I rob a bank. You're going to tell me, Stanley, you did a poor decision. Now you're going to prison.
Yeah, and you're probably
going
to go to prison for the rest of your life.
Beautiful. I killed somebody. Oh, Stanley, it was a poor decision. Now you murdered somebody. You got to go in prison for the rest of your life. That was a poor decision.
Stanley. Stanley. Stanley.
Come on.
Stanley.
Yep. Poor decision, Stanley. Sorry. That was a poor decision.
You know what, though? I have certainly missed Stanley.
You killed somebody. Poor decision. Come on.
I certainly have missed Stanley.
You know,
prisons, be honest, prisons are full of people who made bad decisions.
Really bad. Oh, sorry, but beautiful.
No, what I'm saying,
raped a woman.
There are people that will never change. They'll never change.
What? Poor decision. They're being stupid. It's stupid. Poor decision. Sorry, it's not poor decision. They're stupid. It's like Chris Rock said.
Well,
we used to call him stupid, imbecile. Sorry, that's no poor decision.
Well, then I guess
no
if I can use that word.
Yeah.
They make stupid, tarded decisions.
Yeah, exactly. And you're supposed to, and there's consequence when you do that. Sorry, it's life. Sorry.
Not always,
you know?
Stanley.
Yeah. Not always. It's true. Not always. It's true. But
I want
on.
You guys to listen to this. Listen to this. Remember,
right.
You know what? I'm going to, because I know as soon as I play, you guys are going to go crazy. I'm going to mute both of you guys so you can hear it. It's only going to be for 2 minutes. So don't go away. Don't go away.
All right.
Your description of what transpired in the West Wing during the attack. For context, in this clip, you describe the time frame starting at about 2 p.m. Ms. Hutchinson, I'd like now for us to listen to a description, your description of what transpired in the West Wing during the attack. For context, in this clip, you describe the time frame starting at about 2 p.m.
So I remember Mark being alone in his office for quite some time, and you know, I know we've spoken about Ben Williamson going in at one point, and I don't personally remember Ben going in. I don't doubt that he had gone in. But I remember him being alone in his office for most of the afternoon, around 2 o'clock to 2:05. Around 2 o'clock to 2:05, you know, we were watching the TV and I could see that the rioters were getting closer and closer to the Capitol. Mark still hadn't popped out of his office or said anything about it. So that's when I went into his office. I saw that he was sitting on his couch on his cell phone. Same as the morning where he was just kind of scrolling and typing. I said, hey, are you watching the TV, Chief? Because the TV was small, and you can see it, but I didn't know if he was really paying attention. Are you watching the TV, Chief? And he's like, yeah. The writers are getting really close. Have you talked to the president? And he said, no, he wants to be alone right now. Still looking at his phone. So I started to get frustrated because, you know, I sort of felt like I was watching this is not a great comparison, but a bad car accident that was about to happen where you can't stop it, but you want to be able to do something. And I remember thinking in that moment, Mark needs to snap out of this, and I don't know how to snap him out of this, but he needs to care. And I just remember I blurted out, I said, Mark, do you know where Jim's at right now? And he looked up at me at that point and said, Jim? I said, Mark, he was on the floor a little while ago giving a floor speech. Did you listen? He said, yeah, it was real good. Did you like it? And I said, yeah. Do you know where he's at right now? He said, no, I haven't heard from him. And I said, you might want to check in with him, Mark. And I remember pointing at the TV and I said, the rioters are getting close. They might get in. And he looked at me and said, something to the effect of, all right, I'll give him a call.
Not long after the rioters broke into the Capitol, you described what happened with White House counsel Pat Cipollone.
No more than a minute and a half later, I see Pat Cipollone barreling down the hallway towards our office and rushed right in, looked at me, said, is Mark in his office? And I said, yes. He just looked at me and started shaking his head. And went over, opened Mark's office door, stood there with the door propped open, and said something to the, Mark's still sitting on his phone. I remember, like, glancing, and he's still sitting on his phone. And I remember Pat saying to him something to the effect of, the rioters have gotten to the Capitol, Mark. We need to go down and see the president now. And Mark looked up at him and said, he doesn't want to do anything, Pat. And Pat said something to the effect of, and very clearly had said this to Mark, something to the effect of, Mark, something needs to be done or people are going to die and the blood's going to be on your effing hands. This is getting out of control. I'm going down there. And at that point, Mark stood up from his couch, both of his phones in his hand. He had his glasses on still. He walked out with Pat. He put both of his phones on my desk and said, let me know if Jim calls. And they walked out and went down to the dining room.
A few minutes later, Representative Jordan called back.
A couple minutes later, so likely around between 2:15 and 2:25. I know the tweet went out at 2:24. I don't remember if I was there when the tweet went out or if it happened right afterwards, but Jim had called. I answered the phone, said, one second. He knew it was, I guess he knew it was, and I introduced myself, but I don't remember if he called my cell phone or if he had called one of Mark's. But I answered the phone and said, one sec, Mark's on the hall. I'm going to go hand the phone to him. He said, okay. So I went down, I asked the valet if Mark was in the dining room. The valet said yes. I opened the door to the dining room, briefly stepped in to get Mark's attention, showed him the phone, like flipped the phone his way so he could see it, said Jim Jordan. He had stepped to where I was standing there holding the door open, took the phone talking to Jim with the door still propped open. So I took a few steps back. So I probably was 2 feet from Mark. He was standing in the doorway going into the Oval Office dining room. They had a brief conversation, and in the crossfires, you know, I heard briefly like what they were talking about, but in the background, I had heard conversations in the Oval dining room at that point talking about the Hang Mike Pence chance.
That clip ended, Ms. Hutchinson, with you recalling that you heard the President, Mr. Meadows, and the White House counsel discussing the Hang Mike Pence chant. And then you described for us what happened next.
It wasn't until Mark hung up the phone, handed it back to me. I went back to my desk. A couple minutes later, him and Pat came back, possibly Eric Hirschman, too. I'm pretty sure Eric Hirschman was there. But I'm confident it was Pat that was there. I remember Pat saying something to the effect of, Mark, we need to do something more. They're literally calling for the vice president to be effing hung. And Mark had responded something to the effect of, you heard him, Pat. He thinks Mike deserves it. He doesn't think they're doing anything wrong. To which Pat said something, this is effing crazy. We need to be doing something more, briefly stepped into Mark's office. And when Mark had said something, to the effect of, he doesn't think they're doing anything wrong, knowing what I had heard briefly in the dining room, coupled with Pat discussing the Hang Mike Pence chance in the lobby of our office, and then Mark's response, I understood there to be the rioters in the Capitol that were chanting for the vice president to be hung.
Let me pause here on this point. As rioters chanted Hang Mike Pence, the President of the United States, Donald Trump, said that, quote, Mike deserves it, and that those rioters were not doing anything wrong. This is a sentiment that he has expressed at other times as well in an interview with ABC News Corp.
Okay, we'll stop right there for just a couple of minutes, and there you go. What do you guys think?
And this is
this is the worst thing. Hearsay. No cross-examination. No person from the defense to the part of Trump basically cross-examining those persons. No Republicans saying, wait a minute, that doesn't make sense. No talking the whole thing. Come on. This is a purely joke, January 6th. This is basically a witch hunt for Donald Trump because they don't want him to try to become president in 2024. That's it. The whole purpose of this is that they're trying to basically get the DOJ to try to prosecute or do something. It's not going to work because I'm sorry to say the Trump supporters are not listening to January 6th because we don't accept it, we don't believe it, there's no credit on it. If they wanted to make it serious,
this strange
and honest,
10-second.
Go ahead, Stanley. Go ahead.
If they wanted to make it serious like they were supposed to, they should have done the thing like I said. They should have said we're going to get 7 Democrats and we're going to get 5 Republicans. We're going to get the minority Kevin's going to go with Nancy and say these are the 5 people I want to represent the Republican, and you get the 7 people who represent the Democrat and we do a commission. But no, there's 7 Democrats and 2 former Republicans that are not really Republicans that we don't care about.
That's on them, Stanley. They don't want to be part of it. Remember, they boycotted it.
Yeah, but they didn't want to be part of it because Nancy Pelosi didn't want to accept the term. The whole term
okay,
of a commission.
Then that's what they get.
The
they
whole
get what
term
they
of
get.
A commission is. Yeah, the term of a commission is not Nancy is the power. The whole term of a commission is you sit down in the commission. Even the paper of the commission tells you what it is. You're supposed to be 12 people, 7 Democrats, 5 Republicans. That's what it's supposed to be, period. Then you do the commission. You don't do 7-2. You don't do no cross-examination. And a lot of secret agents are saying, what in the hell are you talking about? That never happened. You don't do hearsay. You go directly to the source.
All I can say is the Republicans
you do hearsay
are...
Because hearsay is very easy, Brian. It's very easy hearsay. Oh, I heard something that Brian said. And then next thing you know,
right.
Brian said, I never said that.
But they're open to come to the committee anytime they want to if they want to dispute it.
They want to. They said they want to come in. I bet you the secret agent said we're under oath, we're ready to come. They're never going to call them, Brian, ever.
I understand.
Both secret agents said we're ready to come under oath. Say what she said was completely false.
Well, I don't know what she said was completely false.
It was completely false that he tried to take the wheel of the beast. What? The agents are like saying, no, that never happened. What are you talking about?
Well,
no.
They said, but then they said it wasn't the beast that they were talking about. There was another car.
Yes, and some even one person who's an ex-secret agent saying, that's not the beast. That Donald Trump didn't even go to the limo, which supposedly is a beast. He went to a normal, he went to an SUV. He didn't went to the limo, which is the beast. Hello?
I'm going to be on your side for 1 minute, Stanley, because there might be something you didn't think about. I want us all to think about it. All of us ever been in a back seat before? Just think for a minute, all of us in a back seat before. And we're all in a position of some idiot behind the wheel, okay? Let's just say hypothetically we tried to grab the wheel, okay? Let's just say this, just hypothetically. Well, if you tried to grab a wheel, where are you going? You don't have access to the gas. You don't have access to the brake. You're in the backseat grabbing the wheel going sideways. Where are you going? You have no control of the car even if you tried to grab it from the backseat. Am I correct?
Yeah, and how do you want to grab it? You're going to grab it through the window? How are you going to grab it?
Right.
Two compartments. There's the driver compartment and back. How the hell are you going to go in front? There's a window.
In a limo, But not an SUV.
Yeah, in the limo. And we don't even know that they're saying that that limo is a special limo for the president. We don't even know the whole secret of the a lot of secret agent is saying you don't know the whole thing of the limo.
I'm going to agree with you on this, Stanley, because Donald Trump is too old and too fucking weak to leap himself into the front seat and grab the wheel. Okay?
Exactly.
You got it.
It's like, yeah, it's like crazy. I'm like, what? What did he do? Crazy jumped in and go through the window and everything. Was he mad? Yeah, I agree 100% that he was mad. And I agree 100% I'm sure that he wanted to go back to the people. But grabbing the wheel, turning the stuff, doing this, no.
He's too weak to do that physically. He wouldn't be able to do it.
No.
I agree.
Those are exaggerated stories and no cross-examination, no nothing. This January thing was the worst decision ever the Democrats did. And you know what? They're going to lose the midterm because of that shit.
Well, you got to remember.
I'm telling you, Brian, it is dividing more and more people in my side, the Trump supporter. The conversation that we're having right now, I'm talking Democrat to you people. Trump supporter, the people, Republican doesn't want to know nothing about Democrat at all. You think the anger was there before in the election? The anger is 10 times worse now.
I don't think so much the anger that you're talking about is against Democrats. What just happened now, what's happening right now, is that all these people who want to run for president, we're talking Republicans, have just made that call. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play. They have seen there is nothing. Let me tell you something, Stanley. You're a lovely man. You are my brother. And you know when you were in a relationship with that beautiful lady, Stanley? Remember?
Yes. Yeah.
Whatever you did, whatever she did, affected you or whatever, she basically knows what you were doing. You basically knows what she was doing. What I'm trying to say to you, there's one person who said that she never wanted to do this again. It was Melania. Melania doesn't want to go through this again. Melania doesn't want Barron to go through this bullshit again. There are so many more... whether you like it or not, there's so many more lawsuits against this man. It's unbelievable. The damage of him saying, let people go in, I don't care if they're armed or not, they're not trying to hurt me, that he was not concerned about anybody else but him, and that's documented, is very dangerous. Basically, he's saying, fuck you, they're not harming me, let them in,
yeah,
they're my people.
Brian, he's saying that he didn't say that. And there's people who are witnesses and say he never said that.
Then let them come forward to the committee and say it.
Yeah, he didn't say anything. He never said they want to come to the committee. The committee doesn't want to accept them.
No, that's not true.
Brian.
But you do have a point, Stanley. The committee is not a jury. It's not a judge. It's not a judgment thing. It's not cross-examination. The committee is that, let me hear how you felt that day, what your thoughts were that day, that back the best of recollection, that you have. And then I keep thinking, what is the purpose of this? And I go to Melissa, because Melissa is very logical. What is the purpose of this, Melissa? Is to make Trump look like a bad boy? Is to make Trump look like he's crazy? Well, we already have all that. What is the purpose of this?
Yeah.
And then they asked the committee, well, you got enough stuff here. Why don't you take it to the Department of Justice and start putting people on trial? And the Department of Justice people going, well, you know what? We don't want to put everybody on trial. What is the purpose of this bullshit and this circus, this fiasco? Help me, Melissa.
It's a big show, just like everything else. That's all it is. Right? That's it. It's a big show. This is like watching Johnny Depp again.
What's the purpose, beautiful? What's the purpose?
It's a
distraction.
No, sure, they don't want him to be.
Exactly.
It is a distraction.
Yeah, it is a distraction, but also they don't want him to try to become president again. That's the whole reason, Brian.
Well, Stanley, the worst thing, in my opinion, can happen. The best thing can happen for the Democrats.
If I have the choice, beautiful, if you're asking me, do I want Trump to be president again? I would rather have DeSantis to become president than Trump.
There you go. I was getting ready to say it.
Okay.
You beat me. You beat me to it, Stanley.
All right, there you go.
You beat Stanley. Beat me to it. It's like an exclusive.
If DeSantis comes in, because I don't want to get the 4 years of craziness of the whole
right.
thing. I want things to be. I want journalists to go back to journalists and everything.
Right.
Fair is fair and blue is blue. But this craziness with Trump and everything, journalists can't be journalists.
Exactly. It's like asking Hillary to come back and run again. As much as I'm a Democrat, I can't take this craziness anymore. Every day there's some kind of stupid drama. Stay the fuck away. Yes, Melissa.
I agree.
If this versus Trump, beautiful, I'm sorry. I would vote for DeSantis over Trump. Sorry.
Good job, Stanley.
Because,
and that's going to be your next, by the way. Going to be your next president.
You know, I think that would be interesting. I don't think we've had an Italian in office, have we?
Well, I don't know. Wait a minute. Kennedy was Irish. No, we haven't had an Italian or a Jewish guy.
And I love that what he did with the trans thing. I'm sorry, you're not gonna go with kids.
I have to agree. I have to agree.
We got to go back. No, there's two gender, male and female. I'm sorry, we're not gonna go. I'm not gonna accept in 2020 new craziness anymore. We as America, we got to stand up and say we have to stop accepting craziness. Do you want to act like a woman and you're a man? That's on you. Don't ask me to accept that shit, period. You want
to
act like
a woman? I have to agree. I have to agree with Stanley. We got to a point where the minority, I keep saying minority. I don't want people to think I'm saying minority as in color, race, religion, as in small numbers, percentage. We got so used to championing them because they're different. We want them. We push them up higher, and we got so used to that bullshit that that small percentage of people are running our lives now. Whether it's COVID, whether it's sexual changes, or who am I as an application, and I go by this person. These small groups of people are controlling the majority of people. We got to
Not
that point.
Really. Nah.
Okay. Really?
And
listen, you. I was in a check stand, 10 items or less, minding my own business.
Okay. Yep.
Somebody got mad at me.
Oh, my God.
Because I had a lot of items. A lot of items.
Oh, people are like that.
The other items was a piece of gum. I was a small minority. They came after me. But no, I really think so, Melissa. I think that we can go with, and I agree with Stanley, we can go with, come on. Melissa, I really believe that these people at a younger age are hurting our children at a very young age, like 6 months to a year, of saying, are they transitioning to boy and girl? Who are you and who you relate to? These are a small group of people.
It's trendy. It's just a trend. How I feel, this is a trend. And a lot of people are going to have a lot of fucking regrets. And,
oh, are they? Oh, my God, they are.
Said,
I agree.
They are. As you said, there's a mental illness, probably a portion of the time involved with this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this is why I hate to say it, Melissa, I am a Democrat. And I like what DeSantis was doing. As a Democrat, I like what he's doing because he makes sense. It's not so much he's a great guy. Every Republican who are thinking about running for president picked up the phone right now and went, is there room for me? Because I'd like to be on that debate stage this year. I'd like to be putting my name in it, coach, because Trump is so damaged. And because his head is so damaged. His head is so out there. He's not dealing with policy. He's not dealing with this. And Stanley hit the nail on the head. And I said this before. I said to Stanley, I said, Trump is going to lose. Stanley goes, you're not going to lose. I said, when they get behind that curtain, the majority of the people, they're tired of this bullshit. They're tired of this drama.
Yep.
They're going to vote for Biden. And Stanley just said it. He just said the word out loud just 10 minutes ago. Mm-hmm. It's not that he doesn't like Trump or anything. He's tired of this shit. He needs to go back to journalists being journalists and not these journalists becoming opinion pieces all the time and they're going after each other and it's bullshit.
Yes.
Go back. See, we need a two-party system. That's how our world operates. We need a two-party system.
That needs to be fired. There's a lot of journalists that need to be fired. Sorry, they didn't do the job that they needed to do to treat. They should have treated every president. It should have been treated the same way. You treat Obama the same way you treat Trump. When he does wrong, you say he does wrong. When he does right, you does right. You don't go the one side or the other. You just inform the people. This is what Trump did. He did this. And you decide the people, the American people, what you want to do about this. Same thing with Obama, same thing with Biden, same thing with everything. The whole, like, oh, we're going to this guy.
I have a question for both of you. When Trump was elected, he came in basically with guns blazing. I don't want the press pulling near me, blah, 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 blah. So he went to war with the press in a lot of things right from the get-go.
Right.
Yes, no?
Yes.
Right.
Yes, he went over the press.
But that's why he was elected to do so, though, Melissa. He was elected to fight with the press.
To do so, exactly, because Republicans, we were weak. It was a long time that Republicans were accepting shit that the press were basically saying things. And we were sick and tired. Look at how they treated George Bush. Look at how they treated us. All Republican. We were looking at this. It's like, when are we going to get a fucking fighter that's going to tell the press, stop treating us less crap?
Yeah, I didn't like that. I didn't like that, Stanley. I think that he came
but
in
I didn't like that they treated
more
Obama
trouble
like he was
than
gone.
Any president.
But beautiful, how could you act like it's normal when they treated Obama like he was God? They treated Clinton like he was God.
Because of the way he behaved.
No, you're supposed to be completely neutral. You're supposed to be neutral and that's
but
it. You're supposed to be
neutral.
Fair.
He came in as like
you're supposed to be neutral. You're supposed to be the media. You're supposed to say if we're going to treat Obama like a god, we're going to treat Trump like a god too.
Okay,
period.
We're going to
have the same
standard. What bothered me the most was the inauguration. He blatantly lied about how many people were there right from the get-go.
Yes.
I'm like, what are you doing?
Yes.
How could we expect him not to be gone after when he did that?
Because, I'm sorry. If we're going to compare, Obama did a lot of lying for a lot of things, but we never did that for any president. You just go over
did
it.
Did you ever do anything like that?
When are you going to get your doctor?
Like
you're not going to miss your doctor. Obamacare, which was the land of the thing. Remember when Obama went around every state and said, and people were asking me, am I going to lose my doctor because I'm in Obamacare? And he said, no, you're not going to lose your doctor.
They did, though. But wait a minute. Okay, I get what you're saying.
Everybody was like, didn't you lie about that, Obama? You went to every state and told us that we're not going to lose our doctor.
Okay.
Wait a minute. There's a caveat there.
What happened is that Obama thought, and the doctors thought, and I'm going to have to just go with this, I guess the doctors were lied to. But the doctors, you know, when they came up with Obamacare, the doctors, he wanted to make sure that the doctor was on the same thing. And then the doctors realized that they didn't want to be part of this, and so they opt out of it. And therefore, what happens, like, my doctor hopped out on it, and then that's when they said, you're not going to keep your same doctor. So there's a lot of politics involved that the doctors thought there was going
to
be one thing, and they opt out.
The buck stopped to the president, Brian. He went to every state, and he said that. He didn't do what you just did and say, wait a minute, I made a change. What I said before wasn't the truth, as your president. Something happened. He didn't do that.
I understand that. And as Brian just said, that the insurance companies were really the ones calling the shots, okay?
Exactly.
And obviously Obama didn't take this into consideration foolishly
Exactly.
But President Trump,
I'm sorry, that's a lie. If you, that's a lie, beautiful. You can't say foolishly.
No, no,
he's
no,
the
no.
President of the United States.
I don't think that it was. I don't think.
It's a lie. He's the president. He knows
I don't know
what thing.
Stanley, insurance companies do not care about us. They only, it's the bottom line, they're a corporation. They're there to make money. They don't care about the health of people. They don't care. Okay?
I agree 100%
with
what you're saying, beautiful. I agree 100%.
Yep.
But he's the president of the United States. You think he didn't know those things? Everything that he knows more information about the health care that we're
No, I kind of, Stanley, I kind of agree with Melissa. Stanley, you know, the most powerful lobbyists in Washington, the medical profession, insurance. These guys are gun lobbyists. I agree 100% with Melissa. I don't think Obama knew about how powerful these insurance companies were that controlled these doctors and that keep these doctors, I mean, that got a hold on these doctors and, you know, by the balls. And what they didn't like what was going on with Obamacare, they decided to have the doctors opt out. I mean, that's just how I feel. Help me out, Melissa.
Yeah, Brian, Obama has advisor. Obama has people who are smart who would have told him that.
But they can't foresee into the future of what the insurance companies
I'm sorry. You're the president of the United States. In that case, you don't do. Understand, beautiful. In that case, you don't do. I agree with what you're saying, beautiful. But you're the president of the United States. You don't go in every state and say that. Period. That's a huge lie.
Okay. How could you compare that to a president?
That's a huge lie. That's one lie.
Another lie that he didn't remember.
Remember what he said about the weapon. Remember what he said about the weapon in Mexico and everything that was not a thing. And basically a security guard in the border got killed because of this. And Eric Holder was done in contempt.
When the American
and everything
people in the whole world saw the amount of people that were at the inauguration, and he lied to us. He blatantly lied.
Yes.
He exaggerated
on this stuff. He exaggerated on this stuff because Trump has a fascination when it comes to having crowds. He has a fascination
with
that.
But wait a minute. At the expense of the beliefs of the American people, he was gaslighting people.
At the expense of what he is, he has always had a fascination with crowds.
But that's
not
cool.
It's not just when he was president.
I don't want to lead a
I'm not going to go berserk because he did lie. That is not a huge lie. I'm not going
to
go berserk like
the
journalist like anything, the same way that Obama did with Obamacare. Sorry. That is nothing.
He
could have just said, you know what, Mr. President, you say that those numbers are this. We don't agree. We agree to disagree.
Okay.
Stanley,
I want you to look at it this way. You cannot lie. Just give me a minute. I did listen. You cannot lie and say these doctors are part of these programs, which they're not. You look foolish. I'm going to say it's a lie. I'm going to say it's politics. There's a big difference between politics and there's a big difference about a lie. And I really believe what Melissa said. Obama didn't realize how strong the insurance companies and the lobbyists of the medical profession and insurance and all this stuff. I don't think he realized what kind of deal that he was making, and they don't like the deal. They basically didn't like the deal. Obama set a deal to them, and they
didn't like the deal.
And then the doctors didn't like it. They opted out. So it wasn't a lie. You cannot say, Dr. Jones here. Here's Dr. Hammer. Hello, folks. I'm Dr. Hammer. Well, Dr. Hammer's going to join us, and he's going to be a new OBGYN. What? Well, that's not my profession, but, you know. He's a new OBGYN. He's getting ready to go to work. And it's like, no, I'm not. That's a lie. But if you go, hey, there's Dr. Hammer. Hey, folks, how you doing? He's our new pediatrician. Yeah, he's going to join our program. I hope so. It sounds like a great program. And then when I got more into the weeds of the program,
And the insurance company calls me and say, hey, Dr. Hammer, I go, yes. Well, you want to be a pediatrician to this company or this little system? Well, I'd like to be involved in it, yes. Well, guess what? Your premium just went up.
What?
Your premium just went up. Not only that, your malpractice insurance? Yes. Guess what? You're not protected anymore because now you're protected under this other coalition. What? So now you're vulnerable. You're vulnerable being sued. Your premium just went up. You cannot go and get new patients because your new patients can only come from this consortium of a group. So you cannot go out there and be an independent contractor anymore to work in your own office anymore. And then I'm going to go, you know what? I don't want to belong to this group. Get me out of here. And then I'm out. So you cannot say that he lied. You could say that he got caught up in politics. You can say this because they'll outlie saying this. Well, you got...
Brian.
Okay, help me out. I'm listening.
No, I'm sorry. If you're going as the President of the United States to every state and we're asking you the question, he could have basically said what you're saying. He said, let me come back to you with this. Let me look at this a certain
way. But they were working this out as they were going on. It wasn't a complete thing.
Let's say you are not sure. You're not sure about the answer. You do not say those things. If you are not sure, as the President of the United States, your word is everywhere. Listening to every word that you have to say. You are the President. That is called responsibility. Right. He knew those things. He knew there was people basically who are smarter as you that must have.
He generally thought
this.
That they were going to have that program and nobody was going to opt out.
He must have had some people. Sorry, Brian. He must have had some people like smart like Melissa, smart like us, that told him this. He's not stupid. He has advice.
No, he didn't. No, there were some people who opt out, but he thought there was enough people in there that he could actually.
He had some advisor that told him exactly the situation.
Do you agree? Do you agree? Okay, do you agree with me? It's really hard if I have Dr. Stanley. If I have Dr. Stanley, and Dr. Stanley right now goes, where's Dr. Stanley? Well, Dr. Stanley is playing tennis right now. You know, he's right now on vacation. Well, it's okay. Well, when Dr. Stanley comes back, let him know that Dr. Stanley is not with our group. And you have nothing, you have no idea going on with our group. And then he goes, well, shouldn't we let him know? No. And I want his name all over the place. Okay, part of the group is Dr. Stanley, Dr. Stanley. See, that's a lie. That's a lie.
No, that's a...
You get what I'm trying to say, where is the lie and where the politics are?
If you're giving an excuse, I don't give him an excuse as president. You know, if it would have come back that he had no advisor, nobody coming inside of him, nobody telling information, he had no clue for anything, then I would say, okay, I give him a pass. That's not the president. The president has so many advisors. You think the president doesn't know what we just said? What, that the health care department insurance has power? They know that from the get-go. They should have they told him from the get-go everything. He chooses what he wants to say or not.
Maybe they did.
Final thing.
But Stanley, did you ever think they did? Stanley, did you ever think they did?
I think that basically he had a lot of advisor, positive and negative, that said, here's the problem, Mr. President. This. And some advisor said, this. And he took all the information and said, well, I'm taking the conclusion. The conclusion is this. And that's what
is that a lie? But is that a lie?
Yes,
that's the question.
Because it is a lie because you got informed. You didn't tell the truth. You didn't say to the people, the people, you know what? I've been advised by my advisor that this is the situation. This is the negative situation, and this is the positive situation. If he would have done that, then I would have said he didn't lie because he would have told the public, he would have told the American.
The original plan is that he came in and says, yes, we could do this Obamacare, and you could keep your doctors. Now, the reason he said that is because they were working on it, and they went through the...
It, Brian. He didn't just do it one time. If he did it one time, I would have said, okay. And if it, let's say he did it one time, and let's say in 5 months, he would have said, you know what? Let me do a press conference and say, you remember when I said you could keep your doctor and everything? I was wrong. This is the new situation. Did he do that as a president? No. He kept on talking about the same thing every time. He didn't change his mind. He didn't go back to the thing and say, you know what? We got more information. We changed our mind and some stuff and this and that. If he would have done that, then I would say it's not a lie. He kept on lying.
Well, I'm just saying it's hard to tell. Listen,
It's hard to tell working politics and working deals from an outright lie. Now, a lie is Trump saying, I'm going to go down to the Capitol with you, and they're looking around and Trump's not there. That's an outright lie.
Well, no. The lie is, if it's proven that he wants to go.
No. Are you saying because he wanted to go, that's not a lie? Come on now. Come on now.
Family?
Come on now.
Let me tell you why it's not a lie. If he said to his secret agent, I want to go there with my, and the secret says no, that's not a lie. He wanted to go. He couldn't because the secret agent
doesn't matter.
You told the people you're going to go down with him. You told the people, I'll be right with you. We're going
to
march down
to
the Capitol. That's what he said.
No, that's not a lie. No, I don't consider that a lie.
But he wasn't there with them. That's not a lie.
No, that's not a lie. A lie would be in my, if we're taking the same case, a lie would be, I want to go there, and let's say the secret agent said, okay, you could go any day and go. Then I would say it's a lie. Then I would give you, it's a lie. Because let's say he said, I wanted to go there, and the secret agent said, you could go, and he still didn't go. Then I would say, you were right, Brian.
But he's, you just said with Obama, he's the president. He doesn't need the secret agent, man. He's a president. He says, I'm going to go down there, right? We're going to march together.
Brian, you could be the president, and the secret agent has more power than you as a president.
Right, Melissa. I agree.
No. The secret agent has more power than you as a president. The secret agent can basically stop you from going, from doing what you need to do. The secret agent can stop you from doing what you need to do.
Not the president.
Yes, he can.
They have to follow his orders.
No,
he's the commander in chief.
No. The secret agent, when it comes to security, has above than the president. Sorry, they do. The secret agent basically can say to the president, no. Because there's ex-agent that says that. What's his name? The person who's working in Fox News now, who used to be a secret agent, he said it. The secret agent, when it comes to security, has top priority more than the president. Not because you're a president that you have the law. No. Secret agent, if they think that there's a case that you're maybe going to get murdered, they got the security before the president. Let's say you go to a situation, the president wants to go here, and the secret agent are saying, we cannot go there because of security rights. They have power. The president can't go there without the approval of the security, period.
He could have walked out of the house.
He can't walk out of the. You cannot. The president can't walk out of the house without the security, Brian. Beautiful, he can't.
Well,
sorry, he can't.
Trump knows how to drive a car. He's probably never driven in his life. So
that's probably true.
Sorry, as a secret agent, you can't just go there. Your president
there.
Sorry.
That's true because he's in New York.
Yeah. Secret
all right.
Agent, please. Yeah,
I want you to hear these words for 1 minute. I want you to hear these words for 1 minute and pretend that you are in that rally. It's only a minute and a half. Listen.
Okay.
And pretend that you're there. Oh, no, that's Rudy. You don't want to. Okay, here you go.
Oh, God.
All right, here we go. 1 minute.
Clapping his back.
I know, really? Okay. Here's Trump pretending you're at the rally, and you tell me what he's saying.
What do you got against Rudy Beautiful?
Assault on our democracy. And after this, we're going to walk down, and I'll be there with you. We're going to walk down anyone you want, but I think right here we're going to walk down to the Capitol. And we're going to cheer on our brave senators and congressmen and women, and we're probably not going to be cheering so much for some of them, because you'll never take back our country with weakness. You have to show strength, and you have to be strong.
I'll be with you. Let's go, everybody. Let's go. I'm right with you. Follow me.
And he never showed.
He was not there. Where is Trumpy? He's watching it from the White House.
Stanley, explain that away, please.
Yes, Stanley.
He wanted to go, but the secret agent didn't want him to go. That's what they're saying.
Well, how did those people know that?
Okay.
When those people were at the rally, how did they know that that little tiny guy said, no, we don't want you to go, therefore we're not going? And if he knew that, why don't Trump says, you know what, I can't go because I can't go with you because a secret agent man said I can't go.
It's not a little tiny guy. It's a secret agent. Sorry, it's not a 10 little guy. It's not a little
Okay, everybody, I wanted to go with you, but I can't go. Here's a note. Yeah.
It's not me and you,
why
Brian.
Why didn't he
it's
tell everybody that then?
Those guys
because
didn't know, Stanley.
Sorry, I can't make it.
I
wanted to go.
Disagree that he didn't do the action that he needed to do for January. I disagree that basically when it happened, he didn't do a conference.
I just want you to say that if you were in the crowd, you would think it's a lie because he was not there. He was not there. So if you're part of that crowd, not knowing about the secret agent, that this guy said that I'm going to be there right with you, and we're going to go together, and all of a sudden you look it around, because you're just a normal person. You're going, I get to march to the Capitol with Trump. I'm going to be around with him. I'll be great. And you're looking around, well, where is he? And he's not there. Yes.
And if the president said, I can't go because the secret agent are telling me not to go, what do you want him to do? Still go? How's he going to go?
No, if he
these people didn't know about that.
He done some damage control.
Yeah.
Ryan did it. That's why I want the secret agent to basically testify in the January 6th thing. I want them to testify. They're going to answer all the questions that we have to ask.
Remember, nobody's testifying. What it is a committee. And what a committee is that they're going to try to find out shit, which is meaningless. The committee is saying, you see, now we uncovered what happened. Everybody go, and what? We saw it live on TV, so what? Why are you wasting my time? Well, Trump was part of it. We already know that. Why are you wasting my time? You want to arrest Trump? Because the Department of Justice has no interest in arresting Trump. No. We just wanted to make sure that you guys know. Shut up. Shut the fuck up. You know what I mean? That's just how I feel.
And Brian, I appreciate that you're honest because there's a lot of Democrats who will not be able to say what you just said, and I know they feel that way. So like you said, everybody has their head. The people who love Trump don't care what January says. The people who hate Trump say that he's the worst communist in the world, and people are saying, that ain't changed. January 6th didn't change that.
They interviewed this guy, hardcore Republican, family, values, Christianity, whatever. They interviewed him. They're finding out all these bad things. He was pro-Trump. And they interviewed him, and he goes, well, my God, I didn't know he was like that. Oh, God, Martha, you hear what happened to Trump? Oh, dear. You know, And so the interviewer said to him, "Go, now that you know how disgusting Trump is, what would you do?" "Oh, hell, I'd still vote for him." And the guy goes, "Well, why would you vote for him? Are you kidding me? What other choice they got? Vote for them savage-eating, child-molesting Democrats?" So
that's
they may not like Trump's crap, but in their heads, going to the Democrats, who are cabals, who are involved in the cabals and eating children and all this and having and you know, Melissa, I love you to death, and I am a Democrat, and I'm going to say it. I can't believe this coming out of my mouth, and I can't believe I am kind of hugging Santos. Makes me sick to my stomach. But I had enough of this. I'm a boy, I'm a girl, I'm a boy, I'm a girl. Who am I? What kind of sex I am? I had enough of this bullshit. I had enough. I have enough of this CRT learning, too. I'm a black man, but I had enough of it.
I had enough of, you know, I get mad at black people when they go, well, we got to look at a critical learning. Yeah, what about it? Well, we got to remember what happened to us. I know what happened to us. Why are we too busy looking backwards when you should be looking at the front? You keep looking backwards when you're not paying attention to the present and you're not moving ahead. You want to live in the past? Good. Go be a slave, Missy. Get the fuck out of my face. Because I don't need to have my kid know about slavery, about what the white man did to my kid. What I need to know is have my kid learn that there's technology out there and how can they be the next Bezos. That's what I want my kid to know. You know what I'm trying to say? The rest will work it out. But I don't need this bullshit history crap about let's put it in the books about how we hung the black people, how we hung this. Okay, fine. That's not going to help me now. Why don't you have my kid learn about training, about writing code, and about this, and about business, and about this? Why do I want my kid to learn about homosexuality? Why do I want my kid to learn about history of the black man? That is not going to help him with the future. It's a waste of my time. I'm sorry. I'm the first one to admit it. Am I wrong, Melissa? Am I wrong, Stanley?
No, I don't think you're wrong. I think it's your
right. No, you're not wrong.
You know?
We get so caught up in this minutia bullshit. Melissa could tell me a story about Maine, about they hung witches in Maine. Every day she could come on going, you know, in 1864, this lady named Martha Gilbert, yes, Melissa, well, they hung her by her toes. Why? Well, because she was a witch. Okay, Melissa, thank you. Who the fuck cares?
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying
to
say?
Yeah.
You know, well, you know, Oliver. I'm thinking of Oliver. And I think of Oliver, and I think of the other little one. Oh, my God. Don't say it. Don't say it, because, you know, I'm going through COVID. I do have these short little thing. But they're beautiful children.
It's Sean. Baby Sean.
Sean. I'm thinking Sean. Something. Sean?
Yeah, Sean.
Help me.
Baby Sean.
Yeah, okay, Sean. Baby Sean. These are beautiful kids, man. I'm jealous because I was a beautiful baby. But maybe beautiful when I was a baby. I don't know what happened. They improved the beauty. They improved these beautiful babies. I didn't think they could. But not only that, because I can look. See, when I look at a picture of a baby and everything, I not only just see beauty, I can look at their eyes. I can see how alert they are. I can see how curious they are. I can see how smart they are. I can see how attentive they are. I can see how, okay, this kid is going to go in and rob a bank. And I don't want these kids to go to preschool and learn about Jamaicans and the Jamaicans in this country and this mon and what they do for Jamaican justice, mon, and all this, and maybe bad things in the and some of these Jamaicans were pirates, and they, you know what I'm trying to say to you? You know what I'm trying to say to you?
No.
You don't know what I'm trying to say to you? I'm trying to say.
Let me explain
yeah.
to you.
Sure.
Everybody's culture is different.
Right.
And I think that Oliver, you know, his father is Jamaican. And
right.
Oliver probably, I mean, I'm curious about the culture. And the Jamaicans
right.
were also slaves. They were taken
right.
from West Africa. So
right.
they were brought to the Caribbean, right?
Right.
And so they were
And they went to Norfolk, Virginia. Yeah.
What?
They went to Virginia. That was the hub of the slave trade. The hub of the slave trade was Virginia.
They were brought from West Africa, so a lot of people, you know, I mean, they were slaves. They weren't even
sure.
allowed to speak their own language, and
right.
that's why they speak the way. I'm giving you a history lesson because I believe
right.
that it's culture. And Stanley
right.
probably hasn't forgotten his Haitian culture.
Right. Exactly.
Right? It's culture.
Exactly.
But,
exactly.
you know, I mean, I think that all
it's
children
culture.
Need to know where they came from.
I understand, but we don't have to make it. Melissa, I agree with you 100%. But as this black history means that we were making it as a hit piece about you dirty white people, what you did to us, and we want reparations from this crap, and we want this, which is impossible to get reparations because you don't know who was free, who was from the north, who was from the south. Forget that, though. And then we want critical learning because we want you to know what you did.
One thing is learning the culture, and black culture is very rich. Jamaican cultures are very rich. Haitian, the Haitian people at one time, and I don't know at one time, so forgive me, very cultured people, mixed with a lot of beautiful things, very proud people. I understand.
The food, the history, the
oh
whole thing.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
I
know,
it's fascinating.
Right?
Wouldn't you want your child to learn that?
I would, but then, but I don't want it to define my child. I don't want the history, the bad part of the history to define who my child is. The good part, yes, but they don't give us enough good part. They like to hit on the bad part, the hanging, the slavery, the raping and everything. Where's, you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
I'm saying fine. That's all fine and dandy. But I don't want my and I just want my children to have a shot. That say, okay, that's culture, and that's
to already
this.
Put you behind the eight ball.
Exactly, my kid is not a victim. You're exactly. Don't feel sorry for my kid. Don't patronize my kid. Oh my God, you had your culture is such a. Don't you do that to my. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, it's about time for me to go. Bye bye.
What?
I think Stanley just well, I don't know if he dropped or he left, but I got a feeling he'll come back. But it's time for me to go bye-bye.
Are you tired?
Well, I tried my best, kid. Did I last
did I last
an hour? Thank you. Did I last an hour, you think?
I think it's been over an hour.
Okay. I tried to do the best show that I could. It's the holidays.
I know, right?
Are you guys going to do anything July 4th? Because technically this is the holiday now, because July 4th will be Monday, but fireworks,
weekend,
and especially in Maine and New Hampshire, I mean, my God,
well,
the Patriots.
I think, probably have a cookout.
Wow.
The kids are going to be here, obviously, but, you know, we got them.
Are the kids going to be there?
4th of July hats. Yeah.
Oh, good. Good. Yep, Give them some hot, get barbecue hot dogs, the good old American pie and hot dogs.
Oh, yeah. They'll love that, huh?
Hey, way to go. That's
it
way
is,
to
whatever,
go.
You know? But you know what? Bottom line, we're all Americans, right?
Whatever that means
That's
anymore. Whatever that means anymore.
Well.
You know, we're so divided. We're just so...
We
got away from being Americans into individual and me.
Yeah.
You know, I'll tell you, want a better world, get rid of TikTok.
Oh, and that crap.
Oh, my. Did they remember that thing they started? I don't know if they still have it. It was supposed to be 30 seconds, 30 to 30. Remember, it was supposed to go on 30 seconds, and that was it. I think TikTok expanded it. I don't know what it is. I think it was Google or Facebook. Get, you know, who why are you guys thinking that you're that interesting? The reason we write script for movies is because people are bored.
Everybody's a fucking star these days.
Everything I do is so freaking interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look at my kid in the back seat of a car. Oh, she just threw up on herself. Let's go back to make sure we get it in slow motion
look
and do it in reverse.
My kitchen. Yeah.
Exactly.
Look at me do my hair.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody's a star.
Right. And everybody clap your hands.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. It's pretty
get rid
stupid,
of this.
Isn't it? It's boring.
We're waking up.
Way, you know, we watch them. Yeah.
I know. And just remember, the reason why we write movies is because real life is boring.
I know, huh?
People and characters.
I want to see that new Elvis movie, I think.
Do you really want to see it? Do you really want to see it?
I've heard some good reviews.
You know what I find very interesting? You know what I find very interesting? The two most top grossing movies are movies that have men. If Elvis was alive today, he would be 90. Tom Cruise is a good 60. The top grossing movies are a guy who's 60 years old, Tom Cruise, which is Maverick, and Elvis. With all this TikTok and all this other bullshit, the top grossing movies are some old dudes.
Yeah.
And I'm so sick and tired of this makeshift, let's put some shit together and slap on a Marvel sticker on it so we can get some, generate money really quickly. Oh, my God, they're horrible movies. Horrible.
Yep, no interest there for me.
I know, kiddo. Hey, Melissa, you were my motivation.
Thank
Jill.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Jill, you are my motivation if you're ever there. Thank you for just beautiful hearing your voice this morning, Jill. Really beautiful.
Yeah.
Baby O. And of course, I keep saying Stephen, but why is this?
Sean.
Sean.
Don't you have somebody in your family named that?
Yeah, my brother Sean.
There you go. So remember it by that.
I didn't even think about that. Melissa, there you go. Melissa, pretty good. I'll never forget Sean again.
Just think it out.
Be safe, baby.
Baby Sean.
Baby Sean. Be safe, sweetheart.
Yep.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye, everybody.
I'm trying to hang up.
You know what? I did a mistake, Melissa.
What?
I accidentally logged out. Oh, now I'm back. Now they got my name again. I was on some kind of special name. I signed out. Oh my God, I'm still on the air?
Yeah.
Now I'm back. Now this is the studio I should be in. I was in some kind of weird studio.
No, your name is Anna Marquis.
Okay. So what I have to do is end episode. So I logged out and we were still on the air. So what I have to do is I have to end the episode like this.